Kim Ju-ae was first introduced to the world accompanying her father, Kim Jong-un, at a missile launch last November. But it was this appearance at a military parade in Pyongyang last week that has further fueled speculation about her being groomed as a future leader. Kim's beloved daughter, says the commentator, who later describes her as the respected daughter. Unusual perhaps in such a patriarchal society, Ju-ae is the second female to be linked to power. Kim Jong-un's sister Yo-jong came to prominence during the summit diplomacy of recent years, tipped as a possible successor in the event of her brother's demise. By introducing his daughter now, analysts say, Kim could be trying to avoid his own experience of having power thrust upon him when the health of his father, Kim Jong-il, suddenly declined.
After 2008, Kim Jong-un had to learn how to lead state affairs very quickly and went through a difficult period, building his power base.
This week, the birth date of Kim Jong-il is being marked, just one of many anniversaries in a national calendar dominated by the one Kim family.
Such a hereditary hierarchy, now three generations old and seemingly preparing for a fourth, is unheard of in the communist world. But it came into being more by chance than by design.
North Korea's founder, Kim Il-sung, came to power after World War II as one of a group of leaders that he had to sweep away to ultimately establish the Kim family dynasty.
Unlike other socialist systems, after removing his opponents, there was no force to stop this hereditary succession.
The physical likeness of the current leader to the young Kim Il-sung is said to have cemented the grandson's hold on power, just as the similarity with his daughter now seemingly helps confirm her position as heir apparent. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.